Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware, and it's a bustling kitchen behind me. Sam is making the noisiest coffee. Do you want to be a co-host or something?
No, just trying to get. I want to get my barista job while I'm a student now. It's the sort of thing that students do.
Guys, Table Manners. My husband will be a qualified osteopath in 3.5 years, and Sam is on coffee duty today because I have some delicious coffee straight from down under. Now, I'm going to start today's episode by giving the biggest shout out to all the Table Manners fans in Australia. They are plentiful.
Oh, there are a lot.
Mum, I had at my gig at summer camp, people, you know, when they asked DJs for like a tune, they said, "Where's Lenny?"
Well, obviously.
They love you. Good. They love the podcast, and I've never eaten so well.
As in Australia.
Oh my goodness.
I like those earrings.
Oh, do you?
They look like little Sputniks.
What's a Sputnik?
Like things that go in the sky.
Oh, right. Anyway, it was amazing. I went to some brilliant places, and we have a guest today, and it's brunch, and Australia is obviously famous for its brunch, so I've been inspired. But shout out to St. Ali, where we went on our first breakfast in Melbourne. And also, I have to give a shout out to Ange. Now, Ange was put in touch with me on WhatsApp through my good friends who live down the road, Jess and Ben. And they said, Ange is like the Time Out of Melbourne. She'll sort you out. So me and Ange became pen pals, like WhatsApp buddies, never met each other. She gave me all the recommendations, so thank you, Ange. And she's a massive fan of the podcast. But I didn't know this until she was 3 martinis in at Gimlet and decided to spout quotes from the podcast. She says sometimes she will listen to the Alan Carr episode just to cheer up her day. She has repeatedly listened to it. So then I was like, oh, I'm with a psychopath. She was a super fan, had the book, loves it. So this is a big shout out to you, Ange, my new food friend, who we may need to have a restraining order if you ever come to London and you get close to Lenny. So on the menu today, we have a Dutch baby, which I think last time you did one was for Billy Porter, maybe?
Yeah.
It's
and
New
then
York
he
Times.
Told me he was allergic to everything that I put in the Dutch baby. Do you remember?
Oh.
He didn't eat sugar, he didn't eat flour.
Oh, well, yeah. We're doing a savoury Dutch baby.
Is that the New York Times one?
The New York Times
you?
One. It's goat's cheese and dill. I've never made it before, so it could turn out terribly. I've done some backups. This was inspired by a cafe that I went to in Melbourne called Florian. And actually, I put up a picture of this pea and asparagus toast, and they actually messaged back saying that they love the podcast. So this is a big love and shout out to you guys. It's the noisiest coffee machine ever. It's just telling you, what an attention seeker, that sage. So I had this toast, it was pea and asparagus, and it was so vibrant. Mine isn't as vibrant. And then I'm putting some anchovies on top. So that's like a pea, asparagus, anchovy toast.
You're doing a toast as well as the Dutch baby?
Yes, options, mother.
Wow.
And then they do it with a jammy egg. But because we're having the Dutch baby, I'm not going to do
that's
that.
Enough.
Okay. And then I've made a caraway seed cake.
Why?
I don't know, actually.
It's showing off.
Well, actually, I cocked the recipe up and forgot to put... I was like, God,
how
this is really...
got so much energy when you've just got back?
I feel like I've got a new lease of life after going down under. I actually think we should move there.
Why?
I think we should definitely do a series there.
Why?
Because the food is great. I've had a really good time and I feel
it's
like...
okay, it was cold here.
Going to Madonna tonight.
Yeah, I took your daughter in the freezing cold, the horse riding.
drive-through McDonald's. She was thrilled.
She loves that.
Anyway, so that's the menu. What, who we've got on this morning is my friend Kadeef Kerwin.
He's so handsome.
Very handsome.
Wow.
He likes to call you Dame Lenny.
That's fine.
I've been waiting for this meeting.
He looks... I've seen him. I looked him up because I've not watched Slow Horses, which he's in.
Well, it's the third season that's out and he has quite a big part in this season. He's been in the last...
But he always plays a policeman.
Yes, he's always quite a sexy policeman.
Yeah, a very handsome policeman.
He was also in Chewing Gum, Michaela Cole's first programme, which I adored. He was also in My Policeman, that film with Emma Corrin and Harry Styles, and he was also in I May Destroy You. So he's been in so many things. Every actor adores Kadeef, and he's always at every opening of theatre or musical, so we always talk about what we're going to see. So yeah, I'm sure we're going to talk about theatre, we're going to be talking about the new season of Slow Horses, which is on Apple TV, we'll be talking about food. He lives in South East London and is probably nearly here. Kadeef Kerwin coming up on Table Manners. Kadeef is in the kitchen. You've met Lenny.
I've met the Queen.
He's looking magnificent.
Beautiful, always good, always smells great. I have to say that Kadeef and I are quite in the early stages of our friendship romance.
Oh, yeah, blossoming.
We're coming up to a year of each other. However, I've been watching you since Chewing Gum.
Oh, my gosh.
But the first time I ever saw you, you were on a plane. We were going to Morocco. Quite glamorous. It's kind of been downhill since then, to be honest. And you looked so cool. And I was like, who the hell is that? And then we ended up spending a whole weekend together and having so much fun.
Yes, we did.
And then the rest is history. But you've been busy.
Yeah, busy life, busy year, busy time, really exciting time.
Let's talk about Slow Horses.
Oh my gosh, best job I've ever had. Lenny, you're going to love it.
I only started watching it because my new best friend's in it. Yeah.
Also Sam likes it.
But you're only you're in the second season.
I joined from season two. So
I just
it's
go
brilliant.
There?
No.
You don't want to go for season
no,
one.
No, season
so
one's
it's
good.
Brilliant. It's sort of like, so elevator pitch. Gary Oldman is the boss of the Slow Horses, the rogues, the sort of the agents who, for one reason or another, have been ousted from the top jobs. So you've got a unit of basically down and out, sort of the cretins, the sort of really
spies?
Shit spies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And they're not that practical. And you've just got one unit of people who are just rubbish. And they get ostracized to this unit called Slough House. And it's just what they get up to. They sort of get given the really crappy tasks and... It's sort of situational comedy slash drama, slash action film, slash...
But, like, you know, it's kind of... Like, you used to love Spooks, Mum.
Yeah.
And it's, like, got more humour than Spooks. Yeah. So it's kind of... It's brilliant. And there's always kind of this big climax to the end.
Oh, my gosh,
And it's quite a big one for you in season three, right?
Season three is massive, yeah. I'm so excited to be a part of it. I joined from season two, so my character is called Marcus Longridge. He is in the unit because he's a gambling addict. So when he's supposed to be on the job, like snipering people, he's like on the roulettes on his phone. Like many of us
out there. Did you do any method for that? Did you do a bet?
Loads of betting. Gary Oldman, who plays our boss, he's from New Cross.
Oh, yeah.
You know this? He's from down the road.
You must invite him over. I don't think he lives there anymore, though.
He's a big foodie as well, actually. On set, he'd be talking about some wonderful meals that he's had. He travels the world quite a bit, and he's a big foodie, so I want to be him when I'm a little bit older.
So where is it filmed, mostly?
We film in London, though some of the seasons have little extras. So the start of season three was filmed in Istanbul. And
were you there?
I was not there.
Oh, that's so annoying.
I was fuming. But it's amazing because each episode, it's like a feature film.
Yeah.
Apple are incredible at sort of pumping their talent and their money into the shows, and they really look after us, and it's the most incredible show to be a part of.
Is it out very soon? Is it out now?
Out now. So episode three is out currently and weekly on Apple TV.
It's weekly.
So
this is coming out next week.
So episode four will be out today.
Nice.
On Apple. And great. You please check it out. It's the reason to get Apple TV, I'd say. And you get to see Gary Oldman be an absolute legend.
He is so good. I just want to know, because his part is like, he farts in Miriam. Kristen Scott Thomas.
Kristen Scott Thomas.
So good in it. But like, he's just disgusting. Yeah. He's got greasy hair. Did he smell bad on set?
Gary Oldman smells like money and success.
he What's might look that? He might look right. as the character, like a down and out, like a tramp, like, and he's, but he smells divine. He honestly does.
What's he? Do you know what he uses?
No, I don't. I'm gonna ask him actually what he uses. But it's a beautiful smell.
Okay, that's because I've always thought, does he like method that as well?
Smells of money and success. That is a great expression.
Eau de cologne, money, success.
Now let's get back to you and yes. growing up. Mm. Where did you?
So I was born in the Caribbean on a lovely little island called Montserrat. It's a tiny
the French one.
It was French, it's British now. Okay. Well, they kept fighting over it, good old colonialism. So I was born there, I was there till I was 8, but I moved to the UK because there was a volcano on the island, an active volcano. And so it's a tiny island, 35 square miles, population 14,000 people.
Who was around the dinner table?
Dinner table, my siblings. So I'm one of five, but in Montserrat it was myself, two of my older brothers, my parents, my mum and my dad, and my mum... Honestly, the world's best cook. She was just everything. In preparation for this, I was so nervous because my mum recently passed away last year. But I was also, there was so much joy inside of me because I got to speak about food. And for me, food is my mother.
Let's talk about
and
her.
And love then. Language was her acts of service and cooking.
So what's her name?
Matilda Kerwin. That was her name. She was one of 14 children. Yeah, my nan was a goer, innit? She was like, she was busy and my mum was just amazing. The kitchen would always smell of like bakes, like fried dumplings and salt fish and ackee, or things like curried mutton or oxtail, or it was just...
So classic Caribbean.
Classic Caribbean. The odd sort of French thing thrown in there. She was Caribbean French and food was just the centre of all of our lives. Especially in the Caribbean, with all those exotic fruits and stuff. It was amazing. Have you been to the Caribbean?
I have. But also, my sister-in-law's from the Bahamas. Mm. So they have... It's not quite as Caribbean, but similar sorts of things. Yes. Like ackee, but more conch and things conch. Like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it conch or conch?
Conch.
Conch, yeah. Conch. Got that right, yeah.
And soursop.
Soursop, oh, beautiful, beautiful soursop.
They don't do so much ackee and saltfish.
That's quite a Jamaican dish,
ackee and saltfish. Yeah, we went to Jamaica... pretty disastrous holiday, really. We ended up in a Holiday Inn that was all-inclusive, and it was rough.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but I remember that even in the hotel, we had ackee and saltfish, mm-hmm. and it was delicious. Mm-hmm. And festivals,
yeah.
Yeah, that was a revelation.
So it's like all the different Caribbean islands have, like, festival is basically what we'd call a fried dumpling or a bakes.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing, but everyone's got their name for it.
Name.
But we called it bakes in Montserrat and Dominica, where my mum was from. They call them bakes, and they're beautiful. You'd have them for breakfast instead of having, like, toast or bread. She'd fry those in the morning before church on a Saturday. And
did you ever have grits? So my sister-in-law's mum used to make grits and fish stew on a Sunday.
Oh, we had fish stew on a Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it you knew what you were having every day?
We sort of, yes. But my mum had this amazing sort of sense. So my siblings and I were all quite different and we all liked different things.
Yeah.
So there'd be like four different meals on the table. Ready at the same time because
Matilda.
I know she was pretty intense and pretty amazing at that, but it never seemed to fluster her or bother her.
But lots of Caribbean women or families that I know, they always have a big cook up. So on a Sunday, you never have one roast.
No,
you have chicken, you have beef, you have a curry, you have everything.
Yeah, at least four or five different types of meat.
Yeah, and does that keep you going all week? Or
yes, it does. Basically, big roast on a Saturday, Sunday, and that'll get you through to Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then Wednesday, you'll have a little mixed mash of things, and then Friday, you'll have Friday night dinner or something, fish.
Yeah.
And then Saturday was
like... But there's lots of Caribbean islands that have Fish Friday, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like...
I went to that in Barbados.
Yeah. Mm.
Oysters, Fish Friday.
Yeah.
Beautiful, because it, it's local produce, isn't it? It's just like, it's you're not exactly going to go in the Thames and put your hand in.
What's your favourite fish?
Red snapper.
Me too.
Love.
They have that a lot in the Bahamas.
Yeah, love red snapper.
It's quite bony.
It is quite bony, but if you get a big one, get them to debone it for you, it's delightful. How do you like yours, fried or steamed? Okay, lovely.
Do you like fried?
Yeah, you're going to come. I'm going to cook for you.
Oh, good.
I love cooking.
I love a bit of fried snapper, yeah.
Yeah, they do some really nice,
Where do you get your snapper from?
There's a fishmonger near me in Southeast, in Lewisham, that I go to.
Yeah.
It's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah. When you moved to England, where did you grow up?
We moved to London initially, and then we moved to Preston. Lancashire, yeah, Lancashire
lad. So I come
from
Manchester.
Yes, you are.
So did you used to go to the Blackpool Illuminations?
Yes. My mum, one of my fondest memories, when I was about 9 years old, our neighbours told us, oh, you've got to go to Blackpool Illuminations. I think we'd been in the UK maybe a year. There's a Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And my mum was like, oh my God, a beach? We missed the Caribbean. Are you going to take us to a beach? This is amazing. We got to Blackpool.
Oh my God, with the brown sea.
With the brown sea, the donkeys on the beach.
Yeah, which are fabulous.
Which, I mean, it's amazing, but it doesn't quite compare.
Popeye the donkey.
Doesn't quite compare to like a Caribbean beach, though. Honestly, it's probably one of the first times I saw my mum crying with laughter. Because she was like, this is a beach. You're mad. But I love Blackpool. We used to go every year. And fish and chips on the sea. I remember the first time we had fish and chips as well.
Oh, it's great. Fish and chips are great, aren't they?
Stunning. Stunning. When we first moved to the UK, our neighbours, they were so lovely. They're still in Preston. They brought over fish supper, fish and chips in newspapers for our family.
Oh, fabulous.
And my mum was so offended because she was like, you think we're going to eat out of paper? What is this? And they were like, no, this is what, it's British. It's like a tradition. You eat it out of the fish paper, the newspaper. And yeah, she was like, oh, okay. Right. We tucked in and it was stunning.
Fish and chips are great.
Beautiful. Up north.
Yeah, up north.
Beautiful.
So what did your dad do?
My dad was an electrician, Peter. And yeah, he used to cook as well. When mum was like away or annoyed at him, he'd have to do the cooking. And he was quite good, you know.
Was your mum a Sunday go to church lady?
Saturday. So I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Oh, Seventh-day, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, they call it like a Jewish Christianity, don't they?
Yeah.
Because it's quite literal, like we go to church on Saturday, we celebrate the Sabbath. And
yeah. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. I think it's Jehovah's Witnesses who don't. But Saturday was church. And again, Saturday lunchtime, all the aunties bringing their Tupperwares full of food they've cooked. Yeah. Amazing. Great coleslaw, potato salad, fish, chicken, oxtail. Amazing.
And was there a big one in Preston?
Huge. So my mum and my dad were in the choir at church as well.
Were you in the choir?
No, I was... Oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I was in a Christian boy band with my brothers and my siblings.
Goodness. I've seen a picture.
You've seen a picture, Jesse? Yes, you have. We were called Like One. It was sort of like...
How did you spell the one?
Like one.
Not W-O-N. No, like one.
Not Aero One in LA. No, it was a cappella, Boyz II Men-esque.
That sounds amazing.
Church songs. We were wearing like... Oh, mate, it was a moment that I'm happy that's passed. It's awful, man. Oh.
Can you like give us a little ditty of one of the songs?
I don't think I can, actually. I'm a proper heathen now. I don't remember any church songs.
This is dumb.
This looks insane. What?
You know what? I've never made it.
We have a Dutch baby.
Oh, wow.
Which is goat's cheese and dill. And it's kind of made like a... That actually has worked out quite nice.
That looks
I
stunning.
Think. Darling.
And then I've got pea and asparagus toast. Some griddled leeks with a hazelnut and like orange and sherry vinegar thing. I'm going to get some light spoons, sorry.
I'm getting spoiled, yeah? We're getting spoiled, Lenny.
Absolutely.
Well, this is stunning.
Yeah, she's cooked and she goes for it. That's
it
more than
to have
me.
A day off? Do you
Usually I'm bright red in the face and look like a bug.
Look, I get you all to myself while Jessie's cooking. This is amazing.
This is kind of how it should be. Right, Mum, you serve up.
This is so good.
I have to say, because it's not my recipe, I would do this recipe again.
Who is this by?
This is a New York Times one.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's the Dutch baby,
honestly, Jessie, it's the best subscription I've ever done.
Yeah,
it's
good.
The New Year's Times, because Melissa Clark, we need to get her cookbook.
Mm.
Kadeef, if we were coming round to yours,
mm-hmm.
what would you be cooking for us?
Would you go Caribbean?
Well, it depends on people's level of spice. I'd get that out.
Yeah, Lenny can't do spice.
Okay, so I'd do...
Are you a hot sauce person?
Oh, yeah.
The world is divided between hot sauce and non-hot sauce, I think.
I hot sauce or the marinade when I'm seasoning stuff, I'll let it stay there for 48 hours if it's something spicy, yeah. I'll probably make some saltfish fritters to start off with. Some garlic, like a garlic dip or something from scratch. My mum used to do these incredible cucumber sort of like, she makes her own vinaigrette and these like coils of cucumber.
Oh, nice.
And you just have it soaked in this beautiful garlic, and it's very garlicky, I'm afraid, but
that's okay.
You know, I do that. Then probably some Caribbean stewed chicken with some mac and cheese and some rice and peas.
How do you do your mac and cheese?
Well, three types of cheese.
Is it quite dry?
But do you like it dry or creamy?
It's a bit of both. My sister-in-law
in the Bahamas, they would have it quite dry and you'd serve it in like squares.
Yeah, exactly like that. Crunchy, like a pie. On top. Like a pie. Yeah. No breading on top, but it like a pie. Because when people tell me it's like mac and cheese is a main, I'm like, you're actually mad.
It's a side.
Mm-hmm. So I do some chicken, some mac and cheese. Although I went vegan for 3 years. And
wow.
Yeah, that was worse than when I came out to my parents. Jesus Christ. Honestly, my mum had a worse reaction to me coming out as vegan than when I came out as queer. Because her love language was food. She's just like, what am I going to cook for you? I was like, you don't have to cook.
Did she start cooking more vegan stuff?
Absolutely. She'd do this most amazing spinach lasagna and she would substitute all the, like, for vegan cheeses and stuff. I mean, it didn't taste the same, but it was stunning. And she'd do a cannelloni with vegan cheese as well.
Matilda. Really.
I know. None of my siblings would eat it though, but I did. It was really delicious.
Where do you like eating out? You know, you've lived in London for a while. Mm-hmm. You're a South East Londoner.
South East London through and through. Yep.
Represent.
We're basically neighbours.
Yeah. Love. That was just like sealed the deal, didn't it, babe? So where do you like to eat out? In London or South East?
There's a beautiful restaurant in Blackheath called Copper and Ink.
Oh, I haven't been.
Oh my word.
Blackheath don't normally have.
It's beautiful. It's all seasonal.
A new one.
It's seasonal. The chef was a previous MasterChef contestant.
Mum, you should know.
Who was he? I'll know him.
He had bald head, glasses, bit of a curly...
I know him.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Exactly.
And the food, we were there 2 weeks ago, Copper and Ink.
Okay, great.
Stunning. Their wine list, all organic. Oh, my Lord. I've tried pretty much all the wines on that list. They're really beautiful.
Do you like a natty wine?
I do. I love any sort of wine, to be fair.
Yeah, me too.
I love any sort of alcohol, to be fair.
What would be your wine of choice?
White, I'll go for a Chablis. Nice and crisp. Or if it's a summer, something a bit more floral. So
what would you like rosé?
I do, but it's not really...
I'm not fussed about it.
People keep thinking it's like the... Look, you were whispering angel lady. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course you are. I love it, but there's not many notes in it. I find it just like...
But I like it because it's very dry.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink it quickly.
I can drink it really quickly.
That cordial.
It's not kind of syrupy at all, like a Chardonnay.
I like Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Yeah, but I think I only like Californian Chardonnays because I was trying a few Australian ones.
I hadn't realised Chablis is Chardonnay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like a Riesling, though. Like a nice German Riesling. Stunning.
I just don't know what I'm doing.
You do.
I don't. I kind of say that I like something and then I don't really know what I'm talking about.
What about red? What are you like on the reds?
You can keep Pinot Noir far away from me.
What?
I hate Pinot Noir.
It's pissy.
It's my worst drink.
Wow. Thankfully I didn't bring you a bottle.
whenever they say, would you like which red wine? I say, as long as it's not Pinot Noir.
Mm, I like a Verbolicello.
Yeah, me too.
I like
Primitivo.
Primitivo.
I like Gros Hermitage. Mm-hmm. I like a nice Cabernet Sauvignon, actually.
You know what? They're coming back. I tried a really incredible Greek Cab Sav this summer.
Oh, the Greeks. Yeah.
Greek wines are amazing.
I went to Catalonia on holiday this summer. The wines in Greece. Christ.
Yeah, really good.
It used to be that everyone laughed at it because it was Retsina or Domestica.
No, stunning.
And now it's fabulous.
Okay. Last Supper. You know the drill.
Mm-hmm.
Starter, main, pud, drink of choice. Who's going to be around the dinner table?
Okay, probably me and a podcast. No, I'm joking. No. Who's going to be around the table? All my pals, obviously you two.
Thanks.
My other half, my besties. Okay, for starter, can I have it from two different restaurants?
Yes, I like this.
Okay, so
You're speaking our language.
I want half a dozen oysters, dressed oysters from Bentley's in town. They do an incredible dressed Vietnamese oysters.
Ooh. So what does it have? Like lemongrass in it?
Loads of lemongrass. So, so beautiful.
Oh my God.
Half a dozen of those. And then half a dozen of oysters from Seabird, called the Carlingford oysters.
Do you like Seabird?
I love Seabird. I'm an oyster girl.
Do you like the big fat ones?
Honestly, the bigger the better.
We won't be fighting over the oysters.
No?
No.
You're not an oyster?
No.
I can do like three and feel fab, and then I'm like, yeah, no, I'm done. Now give me something else.
I can't eat oysters.
I'd have oysters with a glass of Chapel Downs English sparkling wine.
Yeah.
It's nice and dry.
This is great, Khalif. You have prepped. You're professional, and I like this.
Yes.
Have you been to the vineyard, Chapel Down Vineyard?
I feel like I have, but I haven't, because I've drank so much of it. I feel like I am the vineyard. This was earlier in my career. I did three plays back-to-back at the Donmar Warehouse, and they were sponsored by Chapel Downs. So we had to do all these fundraisers and got speaking to all the people. I drank so much, I was like, yeah, I want to join the family. I'm not quite sure how to, but you've been, haven't you?
No, I did it on my friend's hen do. We got somebody from Chapel Down. Bear in mind, there were three pregnant people, including myself, including the bride, and we did wine tasting.
Right.
Because I kind of thought it was fine, because, you know, a little taste, and you can choose to spit it out if you're not. If not, I was, you know, about 6 months pregnant, so I did not spit it out. Mm. And it was amazing. And we did it in Rye, and it was just fantastic.
Is it in Kent, then?
It's in Kent.
Okay. Maine?
Yeah.
My mum's oxtail. Okay. My mum's mac and cheese.
How long does she take to cook her oxtail?
About a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she'd start cleaning it maybe 2 days before with lemon and vinegar and everything in the back garden. She'd be washing it, getting out all the fat. So no extra bits. And she'd pressure cook it and steam it. Bit of browning in there, garlic, chilli, onion, scotch bonnet. Oh, just stunning.
Can you eat scotch bonnet?
Yeah, but I mean, the problem is I always forget that I've got contacts in. And the amount of times I've put scotch bonnet in my eyes. Yeah.
Have you got contact lenses then?
I do.
You could never tell.
Oh, would you ever get laser surgery?
I'm a bit terrified.
Me
my
too.
My friend had it done and she was like, she said she could smell the flesh of her eye when she was getting it done whilst they were burning it.
But did she get good eyes?
Great, she's got 20/20 now, but I'm happy for her. I'm also happy to keep wearing lenses.
Yeah, right.
How long have you worn glasses?
I've worn glasses since I was 9. Yeah.
Aww. Did you take them off when you were in the Christian boy band group?
I did. Aww. I did. Honestly, there's a photograph of myself at secondary school, and I looked like a black Harry Potter because I had the bottle, you know, it's insane. Oh, dessert.
Yeah.
I would have.
So you're just having oxtail?
Oxtail,
mac and cheese, rice and peas.
Any?
All my mum's.
Any veg on the side?
No, I don't want any greenery on my plate. Okay. Nothing.
God, you're doing well today then, babes.
No, jerk is such what did they say? Chicken is the most social meat. I have it all the time. It's not that special for me.
Yeah, right. Where do you get your jerk from in South London?
I make it.
Oh.
If I'm going to a Caribbean takeaway, there's a place called Woodfire Grill on Lee High Road. It's a beautiful lady. It's family-run business.
Yeah.
Go and get my Caribbean takeaways.
Do you make your own jerk seasoning or do you buy it?
Duns River. Or if I go up to Preston, my auntie will make some for me and I'll take it back with me and freeze it and then I'll have it to marinade.
I love that.
Yeah. I've got one of those chest freezers, you know, just got a bit of everything in it. I can just defrost. I've still got a couple of my mum's dishes in my freezer.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty insane. But my mum used to do this amazing thing of when I'm doing a play in the West End or whatever, she would send my dad down to London with maybe like 14 frozen meals for me.
Like batch cooking for me
so that when I came home from rehearsals or tech or whatever, I could just stick it in the oven or the microwave and I'd have a home-cooked meal.
She sounds so amazing.
Oh, she was just the best thing.
She passed away quite abruptly, didn't she?
She did. So
how old was she?
My mum was 58.
Oh, man, she died.
Yeah, so my dad died the year previously.
Oh, could he?
I know, this is getting really cheery, this podcast, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
But no, my dad passed away at 59 from COVID-related complications, 2021. And that was really tough for my family because we're all really close. And I was he was shielding because he was diabetic. So I hadn't seen him for about a year previously. And, you know, that was really tough, but we're a really close family. And then my parents were together from the time they were 19. So, you know, I always thought during that year, I was like, I really don't want to lose my mum to grief because she was so grief-stricken with losing my dad. And then later that year, she got breast cancer, but we got rid of all that. And then a year to the day of my dad's anniversary, my nan passed away. So my mum's, I know it's like an awful film, but my nan passed away and she was in Dominica in the Caribbean. So my whole family went, including my mother. I didn't go to go and bury her and, you know, And then while my mum was there, she didn't feel very well. She was there for about a month. She came back to the UK. We took her to the hospital and they were like, you've got pancreatic cancer. And they told her 6 months and she passed away 4 weeks later. So it was really tough. And it continues to be tough. But one of the most beautiful things is that I've got so many... My parents were so kind in the fact they've left us with so many great memories because they always told us how much they loved us, they cared about us, how proud they were. And I attribute even me being here today, our friendship, Jesse, our budding friendship, Lenny, and all the good things in my life down to my mum. And all those memories started in the kitchen, being around the table, cooking, watching her.
But you
so
felt love.
Oh my God, enveloped by it.
I
literally feel it here today.
The most important thing anyone can ever give their children.
Love and care and a nice meal. And oh, they were so proud. Absolutely so proud. Of me and all my siblings. We're a big old family myself, so I've got eight nieces and nephews.
No other actors?
No, I'm the only... there's other actors. I'm just the only... I'm the professional one.
So just tell me, you went to school...
I went to school in Preston.
Yeah, till...
Till I was 16. Then I went to sixth form, Runshaw College in Leyland. Shout out, Runshaw. Then I moved to London. I auditioned for drama schools that year. Didn't get into the school I wanted
to go to. Were you acting when you were at school? And
so... I was a really naughty secondary school person. I was awful. I got suspended twice, yeah.
For what?
Doing what?
Fighting. Yeah.
What? Had you come out of that?
No, it was all to do with being queer and being gay. It was all to do with that. I was so sort of trying to emulate what masculinity was and be like, oh, cock of the walk. Because like, I had two of my older brothers at the school. They were taller and bigger and stuff. So I sort of never had to worry about being set upon by others. But... I just wanted to hide myself and I wanted to hide in plain sight by being really like sort of quote unquote masculine, which was awful. And so I got into quite a few fights and then I had this one drama teacher, Mrs. Pamela Hayward Connor, who still teaches at Walter Nidale High School. And she hounded me. She was like, I think you need to come to drama class after school. I think you need to come because I think you really enjoy it. And I was just like, F off, I don't want to come.
Is that because she thought you'd be able to express feelings?
Completely. She could see something, channel this sort of frustration. And she rang my mum after school and my mum was like, this woman keeps calling, can you just go please? Because it's really annoying. And I walked into that after school drama class and it changed my life completely.
And she's still there?
She's still there. I ended up getting 13 GCSEs. I went to sixth form, did performing arts. I still did maths on the side because maths was my favourite subject. And then I took a gap year in London because my parents wanted me to go and do maths and be an accountant.
Of course they did.
You know, nice and sensible. And I was really good at maths. So like, you know, it was something I excelled in. Not anymore. I've got an accountant for that now. I moved to London and I was like, I need to work out a way that I can go to drama school but pay for myself. So I got a job. I got a job as, do you remember Gary Rhodes, the chef?
Yes.
So I worked for Gary Rhodes in my gap year.
So where were you working? What was your job?
He had a Michelin star restaurant called Rhodes W1 in Marble Arch.
Right.
And I was the host there. I started as a commie waiter, then a waiter, then head waiter, and then I moved on to host.
Because you're so charismatic and they needed to have you as a friend.
I was 18 and like Gary was so kind and so lovely.
But if you're bright and smart and engaging.
I loved it because I loved the food that the chefs there were.
Was Gary kind in the kitchen?
Gary was extremely kind. He wasn't there that much because at that point I think he had four restaurants.
Right.
He had one in the city. He had two in Marble Arch and one somewhere else, and he was opening somewhere in Dubai. And Gary was very kind. We'd have wine training and food training twice.
So that's why you know all this stuff about wine?
Yes. Oh, completely. Okay, yeah, right. Yeah,
but
completely.
He had a place in the Caribbean, didn't he?
He did,
In Grenada.
Yeah.
You didn't say what you have for dessert.
We haven't finished, sorry.
Dessert for me? Oh my God, I've got you to thank for this.
Well, what
so happened? When I went to Lisbon earlier this year, you obviously
gave us some incredible...
We were there for 5 days and only three meals... only three meals weren't on that list that you recommended. So for dessert, I had this most amazing lemon, like deconstructed lemon tart from Danoy.
Oh my God, Danoy was so good.
In Lisbon. And that was amazing. And I'll have that with a dirty martini, three olives. Very, very...
Vodka,
bit of Kettle One.
See, that's why we get on so well.
Heavy on the brine.
Yes,
you'd have a martini with your pud.
I would.
Why?
Because then, if I introduce the sweet into the savoury, I can continue drinking.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If there was one course you could give up, what would it be?
It would be dessert, because a starter, essential, because you've got to have an aperitif with it. Main, that's the main course. And for dessert, you could just have another drink. So
Baileys. I think Baileys is my dessert now.
Oh, Baileys, yeah. Okay.
I've already opened one bottle.
Have you?
My Christmas bottle.
For you, though, is it purely seasonal, or can you drink it all year round?
I would drink it all year round, but wow. It's so fattening that I can't drink it all year round.
Who cares? You've only got one life.
Well,
enjoy
yeah,
yourself.
I might not have a very long one if I carry on enjoying myself. Yeah, to be honest.
I love a Baileys as well, though, or Tia Maria.
Oh, I don't do Tia Maria.
It's quite sweet.
It is, but and I put a bit of squirty cream on top.
Oh, do you?
I do,
that's
yeah.
That's a
sorry.
Good idea.
Yeah, love that.
That's really delicious.
Do you like Cointreau?
Love.
If you put that with Cointreau. Ice and it goes all milky looking, I love it, yeah.
Love Cointreau.
Is there
I even
a,
love sherry as well.
Are there I'm just going to leave you to talk about
spirit
drinks.
In Montserrat?
Spirits?
Yeah, is it just rum?
Lots and lots of rum, yeah. But Montserrat has this thing where, because it's like, it's British and Irish. So basically, in Cromwell's Britain, they sent a lot of the slaves and stuff over to Montserrat. So I was born in Cork, Montserrat. My last name is Kerwin.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, it's oh. This is, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Our colours are like...
Red, green, and white.
They call Montserrat the Emerald Isle of the Caribbean. There's all
oh
these,
my
like...
God.
And there's also some accents in Montserrat that sound completely Irish. Our mutual friend, Aisling Bean,
yeah.
We're thinking of doing something to encompass that.
That's,
and some sort of documentary and stuff.
That
to
could be
yeah.
fascinating.
Because she's Irish,
she's
of course.
Irish, yeah.
Of course you're in This Way Up.
I'm in This Way Up with
Which
Aisling.
I
yes.
loved... And Aisling has been a really good friend to you, hasn't she?
She, honestly, like... It's so rare to do a job and basically leave with a family member. Mm. And that's definitely what I found in Aisling. Completely kind, completely just personable and just the most brilliant person. Biggest heart ever.
You have this where, well, because you're absolutely wonderful and gorgeous and brilliant, you and Michaela Cole have this.
Oh.
You're like siblings, right?
Yeah, she's my sister. She's literally my sister. My actual sister, who is also called Michaela, is going to be fuming that I said that. They're friends now, but she gets so annoyed when I talk about... She's like, my sister Michaela. I'm like, she's like, do you mean me or Michaela Cole? I'm like, both of you. But Michaela Cole is, again, another beautiful friend of mine. And seeing her rise to stardom... Well, actually, seeing everyone else catch up to what we've already known has been beautiful.
Right.
But I feel like it's my lot in life to be surrounded by wonderful women. Like, between Michaela and Aisling and my lovely sister with you two. Even, like, my career, like, it's Michaela and Aisling and Phoebe Waller-Bridge and Daniel Lawrence. All these wonderful people that have given me my step up.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, all right. That's pretty lovely.
Well, speaking of steps up, I mean, we can't talk about what you're doing, but you're going to be doing something very exciting.
Yes, I'm in the process of talking about doing a play next year at the National, which I can say that much.
Would you be the starring role?
Yes, it's going to be really exciting once we finalise all the details, but I'm so excited to get back to theatre. Slow Horses has been the most incredible job, and it continues to be the most incredible job. We've shot more as well, so there's definitely more to come with that, but I'm excited to pop back into theatre for a little bit. I also
you
write as well,
stop.
So it's like... Oh, thank you.
You don't.
What are you working on?
So yeah, I'm under commission with the BBC Studios with my own show. It's been in development with them for a little while. It's sort of semi-autobiographical /not. It's a brilliant show. Set in Manchester, Lenny. So
good. Is the boy band going to be in it?
No, God, no.
Really? I think...
Jessie, you've not recovered from that.
I'm just obsessed with, like, these what girls
did you,
and
did
boys.
Did you just sing?
We just sang, yeah.
You
just
didn't
sang.
Play an instrument?
All a cappella. All a cappella.
That's amazing.
Yeah, my cousin Nadia's had this little... One of those little whistle things. Like,
heard you sing?
No, I've done a bunch of musicals though as well. My first job when I left drama school was Sister Act with Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, no,
but
big deal.
I also noticed that you play Sky Masterson.
The last theatre job I did, I played Sky and Guys and Dolls up at the Sheffield Crucible 2021. Yeah,
Jessie played Miss Adelaide once.
I think maybe
we sing could develop what world.
Darling, I want to know what you're doing for Christmas.
So for Christmas, I will be spending it up in Lancashire with my siblings. My brother's just had an extension done, so he's very excited for us to come around and rub that in our face. So we're going back to my brother's. Normally, on Christmas morning...
So where will
morning,
you stay?
I will stay either at the family home or in a lovely hotel, because I don't really want...
Is your family home still there?
Yeah, so my another one of my older brothers, when my parents passed away, he took over. So he now lives there with his kids. Because it keeps it in the family, and it's beautiful.
So all the family are up in Preston?
So I've got... So, like I said, I think my mum was one of 14, my dad was one of 8. So there's just loads of family. I've got family in North London, Yeah. Lots in Preston. In the particular village that we live, there's 14 houses of my family in this one village. So there's going to be lots of knock.
Is there a pub nearby?
No, they just have a bar in their house.
Oh, a proper bar in the house.
So Preston, Christmas, I'm in charge of the bar.
Yeah,
fancy
so,
that.
Yeah. So
have you got to bring the booze?
Yeah,
well?
So I've already had some stuff delivered, actually.
What's
yeah.
going to be on the menu?
So we're starting off with some Mai Tais.
Oh,
morning.
You're like going to be like
oh,
some
I'm mixologist, yeah.
Oh,
totally.
Should we do that, Jess?
I think just
no.
a
Why?
Christmas cocktail, go on.
No, somebody else can be on cocktails then.
I'll
because
do cocktails.
I have this bloody oven that I need to be monitoring the whole time. So
we'll have a Cosmo.
Okay, yeah, Cosmo
Martini.
Oh, Mum, I have to say, I did this gig in Australia where I had to do like an acoustic intimate performance and people had dinner.
Oh,
at this
lovely.
Place called Farmer's Daughter. Also, by the way, I'm not a baker, and it looks a bit sad, but it will taste all right. Mum, will you cut, please?
You can
no,
yourself,
it's not risen.
Don't have the bum end if you don't.
I'm good, don't have the bum end.
Go from that side. Okay. And I had to sing, and I felt like I was at a bat mitzvah or a wedding. It was very, it was very sweet. But
they
started the cocktail with one that was called Beautiful People, but I think it was like a Cosmo. I felt like maybe it was because of you.
Oh, yes, because when Raven Smith was on, you two were obsessing about the Cosmos, weren't you?
Yeah, because he thinks they should be brought back.
I do too, to be fair.
I think they're the best cocktail.
But there's a lot of them, they're quite sharp. A good one is quite sharp. Okay.
That's the best thing about a Cosmo.
But the reason she got into them was because of Carrie Bradshaw.
I don't
Bradshaw.
Know that I did,
oh
but
my
I
God.
Just like
this
the
is
taste.
Amazing.
Quite nice,
oh
isn't it?
My God.
Babe, it's definitely easy.
Mm.
Oh, you need to give me the recipe for those.
It's
why is it so
BBC
yellow?
Good Food, babes. Because I use those really nice St. Mm. Yew yolk eggs.
What's that?
Caraway seed.
Right.
So what we'll be eating on Christmas?
Christmas will be... We'll do a leg of lamb. We don't do turkey because turkey's... I'm sorry, bruv. Turkey's the worst meat. Turkey is dry.
I love it.
No. I love a turkey sandwich from Pret, but I won't have an actual turkey. I don't know. What is it about it that you love?
You and Girls Aloud what? Love the turkey sandwich from Pret. Yeah.
I started the Girls Aloud fan society at my secondary school when I was 13.
Did you?
Yes.
And you weren't out by that
and
point.
I was not out. I mean, come on. No joke.
That's amazing.
We're going to do lots of meat. So we'll do oxtail. We'll do... Okay, so there's this thing in the Caribbean called souse that we eat on Christmas morning. And it's like all the joints of the cow.
Carry on.
And it's done with okra and like a stew when you have fried dumpling with it. And it's like this and
so
carrots.
So it's kind of like using like the broth.
All the
all
the jelly bits. And
is it delicious?
It's so lovely. But to look at it, it can come out a bit hairy. Like actually.
Really hairy.
Yeah. Like, but because it's like the hooves and the...
Yeah.
The, look.
Fallow would like that, Mum.
It was,
I think you should try
delicious.
It with your son. Who
yeah,
couldn't
right.
even eat marrow.
Mm.
It's delicious. So we're probably going to have some souse. We'll have chicken. We'll have fish. We'll have, like I said, lamb. Maybe beef as well. And then we'll do all the trimmings. And I think I'm going to do some
dauphinoise.
I'll do the bar. And I will point at what's going wrong.
I... I'm with you. Perfect.
No, to be fair, the food was so important to us. There's quite a few good cooks in the family, so I'm not worried. I think I'm going to have a good meal.
When you start this theatre job, will you eat one of your mum's frozen meals?
I will. That's the next time I'm going to eat one of her meals, yeah.
Do you know which one you're going to choose?
Yes. I've got one of her veg lasagnas from when I was vegan, so double-edged. I think I'm going to have that maybe before the first preview. There's a little, like,
good luck. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to have one of her meals. Really delightful.
Working at Gary Rhodes, being a host, did you deal with some real tricky customers?
Yes.
Anything spring to mind?
I remember someone asked me to debone their fish and they presented me with a pair of tweezers in front of them. And
Did they bring their own tweezers?
It was this lovely lady, who I thought she was lovely initially, she ordered the place and I said to her, it's going to be really bony because they're doing it like flat and it's just coming as it's going to be really bony on the sides. She was like, that's absolutely fine. Sure, I've got some tweezers. I was like, cool. I think they were actually for her eyes, but you know. And she was like, is this too much? I was like, I did say, but I'm happy to take it back to the kitchen.
Customer's always right.
Always. And she was like, no, you can do it. It's fine. And I was like, I started to debone her place with her tweezers. And I was just like, I'm not going to pay enough for this. So I was like, I'm actually going to take it back to the chefs. And they were just like, just tell her to order something else.
I want to know if you like karaoke.
Oh, do I like karaoke? Do you know what? I do.
What would
you
be
see,
your...
My song... Jesse.
Can you...
No, you're right. My song, Donna Summer, Tina Arena, Enough is Enough.
Oh, Tina Arena? Don't you mean Barbara Streisand? I'm in chains, you were going to say. Oh, God. No, call yourself gay. Get out of here.
Donna Summer, Barbara Streisand, Enough is
so
Enough.
So who's going to sing the...
I'm singing both.
Okay.
I'm singing both. Even if Barbara was in the room, I'm singing both.
Even if she were there?
Yeah.
Just started her audiobook. 48 hours. She's really nice, though. You know, like people use Harry Styles with the Calm app. Mm-hmm. Basically, you can nod off and you come back and she's still in the same chapter. So you don't feel like you've missed anything. It's fine. It's very nice. Well, Kadeef, it's a pleasure. I'm really glad that you got to meet Lenny.
I'm thrilled I finally got to meet you, Lenny.
I hope I haven't disappointed, darling.
No, if anything, I'm more in love with you now.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask you one more question?
You can indeed.
A nostalgic taste that can transport you back to somewhere, happy or sad?
It would be climbing the kinnip tree in the Caribbean. They're called kinnips.
Kinnips.
Yeah.
Why do you call them kinnips?
Why are you...
Oh, sorry.
Kim, how to say tree.
No. Gwen calls them kinnips.
Gwen is from Bahamas.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
They're like little hard bally things.
Correct.
Let Kadeef explain.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, for me... I love you too. You two are amazing. It would be climbing a kinnip tree in the Caribbean. These wonderful... It's like they're only locals of the Caribbean. And they're like these little green things and you cut the top off and it's like orange inside and you suck it off like lychee.
Mm.
And it's so beautiful and it delicious. Smells so fragrant. My mum would take the leaves of the kinnip tree.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You dry them out and you can make a beautiful herbal tea with them. And they were really, really delicious. Boil it and it was just...
Can you ever get them here?
You can actually. You can get them in Lewisham. Yeah. I'll bring you a box around when I come around.
Oh, yeah. I really want to try them.
I will. They're stunning.
Do you
really,
think
really
they
stunning.
Travel?
They do. They do. They'll travel green and then by the time they get it, they'll be ripe. That's the Caribbean for me. I know we do bananas and all that stuff. The first time I ate a banana, I was 14.
Why?
So basically, my mum was a teenager. There was a hurricane on the island that she was from, and all the bananas fell off the tree. So they ate bananas for like 3 months. So she just could not stand the banana. Like, so yeah, they were just never around in our house. And then I finally tried them when I was like, these are lovely. Oh my God, she couldn't even look at them.
But how often do you go?
I haven't been back since I was 11, I think.
Should we all go?
Please. I'd love to revisit it and say thank you to the island. You know?
And on that note, thank you, Khadif, for thank being you. On Table Manners.
Oh. Being gorgeous.
Thank you both so much. And thank you for that meal. That was stunning.
No, you're welcome. I would do that again.
Yeah, we've got clean plates. Look at this.
Would you like to take a little bit of cake for your other half?
Okay, great. He'd love that.
Okay, great. Right, thank you, Khadif.
Thank you.
Didn't I tell you, you were going to love him?
Completely in love.
He's the best human.
But not only that, he made me feel small. Because he's so...
big, sexy man.
Yes.
Yeah, I love him.
I mean, he never stops, I don't think, working.
No, very hardworking, very talented, very kind.
Can do everything.
Can do everything, yeah. I love the idea of him with the tweezers doing the place.
Taking fish bones out.
Khadif Cohen, thank you so much for coming on and eating all the food and talking all the talk and also talking so beautifully about your mum, Matilda. Yeah. And it was just really, it was a real pleasure to have
and
you
on. And her food.
And her food. You can see Khadif in Slow Horses, which the new season's out now. You can also see him in This Way Up. You can see him. He's been in everything that's kind of a critically acclaimed British something or other. This Way Up, Chewing Gum, I May Destroy You, This Is Going to Hurt. He's in everything. And so I can't wait to see what happens.
I can't wait to hear what's happening at the National.
I know.
Exciting year for him.
Thank you to Khadif Cohen for coming on. Thank you to Mum for matching with me. So we both look like we're Butlin's hosts in that selfie coats. With Khadif. Yeah. And thank you to Australia for inspiring me. And please, can you have me back very soon? I really think we should do a series in Australia.
Fine.
We'll see you next week. It's the Christmas special
with
next
all
week.
The tips for your Christmas lunch.
Yes. And it's quite a Christmas cracker.
Wow.
It's a bonanza.
I think it's one of the most exciting episodes.
It really is.
For
so
Christmas.
If you need some ideas for Christmas, we've got you covered with the creme de la creme of the cooking and chef world.
They've all been on the podcast.
They have. They're all friends of the podcast. Yeah. And they are all offering tips.
The best tips for a relaxed, lovely, gourmet Christmas.
We'll see you next week.